Thanks so much for joining us. Tech Talk underway on a Saturday. Doug Swinhart in studio. Phone lines are open. If you want to call or text the program, it is easy. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Doug, how you been? Good to see you.
Oh, very well, Steve. Very, very well indeed. The weather's got me up and down, though. This cold and then warm and 40 degrees in a day. Holy smokes.
We're kind of riding the February roller coaster. You never know what you're going to get from one day to the next, but I think things are trending in the right direction. The days are getting longer, and that's becoming noticeable. But always good to see you. And, of course, we are looking forward to your calls and texts. Here's the deal. By the end of the program, we have all these texts and all these calls we can't get to because we run out of time. So we invite you to call now, 651-989-9226. We already have a number of texts coming in, 651-989-9226. And that's good for calls or texts here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Doug, I know you're under the weather a week ago. We should probably bring it up again. Windows 7. People are still, what do I do with Windows 7? Let's kind of sort that out for everyone here real quickly at the beginning of the program. What do you recommend if you have Windows 7? And everything seems to be fine.
I think you're going to be okay as long as you really take the time and just cut the umbilical cord between you and Microsoft. And there's plenty of information on the net that will help you with that. I would highly recommend a commercial antivirus malware package, and there are a number of them. Malwarebytes, of course, is one of our favorites. I re-looked at Zone Alarm last week, and I got to tell you, they, for $40 a year, are doing a special for five PCs with firewall and antivirus.
So what is that again?
It's a Zone Alarm, and you can just go to Google and type in Zone Alarm, and they'll pop right up. It's a great, great deal. In addition to that, Safer Networking, the people who produce SpyBot Search and Destroy and SpyBot Active Beacon, which really cuts off the privacy thing for Windows 10, they've got a professional version of Active Beacon for $9 a year, and it's hot. This thing is checking your computer every time you boot it while it's running, and it takes no resources at all. I really like this new program they came out with. It's well worth $9 or $10 a year for sure. But seven, I'm still a little bit concerned as to what's going to happen if people don't really take the time to really, really just shut off all the updates. And GWX Control Panel will help you with that. There's a ton of resource on the internet. And just find one that makes sense. Read through it. Take your time. Anybody can do this. If you can read, you can make this happen. I like seven. I really do. It kind of bummed me out the other day. I set up a new computer, and the guy wanted Windows 7. The BIOS wouldn't let me install it. It pulls up, and it starts to install, and just, like, dies. I don't know if this is some iteration of being on a contract with Microsoft, but a new computer, brand new, if it's produced after the Windows 7 end of life, according to Microsoft, it just didn't install. I didn't expect that either.
All right. So Windows 7, once again, still a good program.
Oh, yeah.
Don't buy into all the hype that you absolutely positively need a new computer or you need to upgrade to Windows 10 or that sort of thing. And there are good options. Once again, and we talk about it all the time on the program, if you're willing to try something new, there are other operating system options. And I'm sure we'll get into that today as we move through the program.
Absolutely.
But you ultimately don't need to, over the long haul, be locked into Microsoft if you don't want to.
Oh, I agree. And I think that we're seeing a trend across the country as well, that even businesses are starting to take this little tour into Linux. And once they take a tour and take a look, it will be a matter of time. A business, you just can't just flip a switch and just overnight change everything. Employees won't do well with that. You can't be upset in business. So it's going to be a slower transition, but I think it's coming. And in addition, I've noticed several businesses now that are actually going with, you're going to love this, Steve, Chromebooks. They're making it work. Everything's online. They connect right up. They're sharing files over the internet and no more servers. And the advantages, they're huge, especially with price.
Well, in another factor in all this, a lot of business management software packages, whether it's accounting or other sort of business management software, like in the printing business, we have something specific to the printing business that we use, and it's web-based.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter the operating system. It's all about the browser you use, typically Chrome or Firefox or other browsers that are compatible, and you certainly want to check and understand with your IT department which browser they prefer. But as more and more things become web-based, the operating system becomes ultimately less important, and that's where a Chromebook comes in.
Absolutely. And really, the trend has been moving towards the web, and it really is our future. It really is. There's just no getting away from it. So, yeah, I agree with this. I like the web-based thing. If you got a decent connection to the internet and a secure browser, today, all the browsers, when you open them, they update themselves automatically. And that's actually the last vulnerable part in an operating system, as far as I'm concerned, is the browsers. And if you've got good browsers and you've got a good web-based system, it really makes sense for everybody. I just love these web-based programs, and they're running fast now. And even if you've got less internet, a pipe, a size for your bandwidth, the way that they're doing the caching and sending things to your PC or a Chromebook or Mac or Linux machine, they're putting the pages that you're using a lot. So you're actually running as fast on the net, possibly even faster. So it's an exciting time for web-based applications.
All right, let's go to the phones. By the way, phone or text 651-989-9226. Pleased to have Doug in studio today. And let's start with Fred in Lakeville. Fred, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, guys. I really appreciate your show, and I love listening to it on Saturdays.
Oh, thank you. What can we do for you?
Well, I've got it's kind of a backup computer, but I've got a Dell Inspiron 15 3000 series.
Oh, sure.
And it's slower than molasses. I mean, when I go to boot this thing up, I turn on the power button, and it can take 45 seconds before I even get to the welcome page to sign in.
If you're getting there 45 seconds and you got a spinner drive, you're not doing too bad, actually.
Really?
Windows recommended that you get it under 90 seconds to get to a login. But your computer is a prime candidate for a solid-state drive, and I would actually go to Crucial.com, and it's just C-R-U-C-I-A-L. Locate the Dell and have it tell you what kind of memory what you could use for an upgrade. And if you could go up to 8 gigs, it would be helpful. But get a solid-state drive, take it to 8 gigs of RAM, reinstall Windows 7 fresh right from the ground up, and then do a dual boot with Linux. You would be amazed at how well that machine runs. I've done a lot of Inspiron and Dimension 3000 series. They're a great computer. It's an ATX box, a plethora of parts in the future as well. You won't have any problem replacing a power supply, and that's probably about the only thing that's going to go wrong. Yeah, they're great computers. I would encourage you to put a little money into that one and let the good times roll. And if you need help with that, give me a call. I'll help walk you through it.
Yeah, we'll have Doug's phone and email later in the program, right at the end of the show. And we should remind you, if you just joined us and missed our chat about Windows 7 or talking about Fred's Dell laptop, feel free to download the radio.com app and use the rewind feature, especially when we're talking about ways to make sure that you can keep using Windows 7 successfully going forward. Great, great use. It's free. Radio.com app. Make WCCO Radio your favorite, and then take advantage of the rewind feature. It's easy to figure out. I did it, so it's great.
That's really a great system.
It is, and it's hard to beat free. Let's go to Wally in Minneapolis. Wally, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
A couple days ago, I turned on my computer, and I had no picture on the monitor. So I wondered if I lost my monitor, and I connected my laptop to the monitor, and the monitor was working.
Okay.
So then I reconnected the desktop to the monitor, and it seemed to turn on. And it was fine for a couple of days. I turned it off, and then it's the same thing. The monitor does not show a picture unless I jiggle the connection in the back, reconnecting it. So I'm wondering, could I have a bad video card or a connection or something?
It's the video card's a possibility, but more likely, if you're using a VGA card, an analog, it's generally they're blue. And when you look at the pins, there's three rows of five. It's a 15-pin connection. These have a tendency, if you're not, in fact, even if you're really careful, that those pins can get pushed in. And if you see that, just take a needle nose pliers and very gently, don't pull it all the way out, but just snap it back into place, and that should take care of it for you. This is very common with the 15-pin D-plugs. I checked that first. Now, if the pins are all straight and you have another cable, I would check the other cable as well. If that's not it, then you're probably looking at getting a video card, depending on your computer. Not big money. I bought three of them on Amazon last week, and I paid $30 each for them. And they will go in a number of different computers. And that's really, you probably got it on the motherboard now, so you'd snap it into a port, put the software in, fire it up, it would train up and get its own driver, and you're good to go. I have a feeling, though, that it's the cable. It's the end of the cable.
Yeah, and that's the easiest, low-tech, least expensive things to check.
You bet.
When things aren't working. Start with cables and connections.
You bet. I always start with the least expensive as you're diagnosing. If you don't have the electrical things to test, and work your way up the food chain, so to speak. It's and generally you're going to find that it's usually the first or second or right down at the bottom of the list that's going wrong, because that's the way computers are designed. If something's going to fail, it wants to fail at the low end of the price. And they've been designed that way and built that way for, well, over 40 years now. So, yeah, I think you can get that corrected.
Yeah, and I think that's why we have fuses.
Oh, absolutely.
Fuses are cheap. And really, you think about it in your home and your automobile and that sort of thing, they're cheap. Fuse is always a good thing along the way. 35 degrees here in the Twin Cities. Quick break. Tech Talk coming up, or we'll continue with Doug. Here's the number, 651-989-9226. That's a call or text. We have Keith and Janet waiting. We'll go to their calls momentarily, and we'll jump to the text line. It is Tech Talk on a Saturday here at News Talk 830-WCCO. Thanks so much for joining us on Tech Talk. Steve Thompson, Doug Swinhart in studio. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. And the phone number, call or text, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. We'll go to the phone lines real quick. Let's get Keith on the air. Keith, hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. What can we help you with?
Doug, I got a quick question. Have you ever heard of iView computers? And if so, are they any good?
You know, it's coming into my brain. I think they're okay. If I'm not mistaken, that's going to come with a version of Linux, I believe. They have actually been sold under a couple different names, and it must be 12 or 15 years ago. I bought two of these little off-brand computers. They're still running. So, if you got a return policy, make sure you know who you're buying from, and they got a decent reputation. But the return policy is big. If you get it and it's dead when it gets to your place, you want a no questions asked return within a specific amount of time. I wouldn't be afraid to those. Now, price of machines are dropping too. Some. You get into the nicer equipment, they're more expensive. We seem to have a larger spread this year. And by all indications, cost of hardware is expected to raise this year for the first time ever. So it's going to be an interesting 12 to 15 months coming up here. I wish I could remember better what is. I did read about them. I think you're going to be okay with that. I will check and give me a call next week, and I'll take a quick look and see what they got for specs and what they're asking for dollars, and give you the correct information right on the money. And thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. By the way, some phone lines have opened up at 651-989-9226. Let's go to Janet next. Janet, you're on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Say, I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. I am computer illiterate. I'm looking for a computer, and I keep hearing about solid state versus whatever, like a hard drive.
Well, yeah, that's the solid state hard drives have no moving parts, correct? But I would ask you right up front, what are you going to use the computer for?
Just basic stuff, just go on Facebook and play games on Facebook and just maybe, you know, like check the web and do some shopping. No,
yep.
Nothing else.
I am really going to encourage you to take the time and go and play with a Chromebook. If you're looking for a laptop, that's the way to go, a netbook. And you can also get a Chromebox, and they've got Chromecast that you can actually connect it right to your TV. But this is for anybody today that says, oh, I'm way behind on computers, and this is what I'm going to do with it, 90% of homeowners, in my opinion, will do just fine with a Chromebook. And price range, you're looking at somewhere between $200 and $2,000. The big fancy ones are just unbelievable hardware. I think you'd be real comfortable, $300. You'd get a nice machine. Nice, nice machine. But it's important you get the feel of them, and it's really important that you've got good high-speed internet in your house, and you're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, and they're super portable. You don't have a ton wrapped up in the hardware. You get familiar with the Chromebook and how it operates. Really, the freedom that comes with that is then you can really go to any computer, log in to your Google account, and all your stuff is there.
Right there.
And it's not you're not tied to the hardware, if you will.
Right. Well, and you know, I don't know if you recall this, but when Chromebooks and Chromeboxes first came out, Google actually advertised these as always new. Because as soon as you turn them on, your operating system, which is Chrome, it is automatically updated from before you even touch a key. And I don't know if they were pressured not to stop that advertising, but I thought that was great advertising. And it really made a point, made people think, what do you mean always new? I think that that's a good thing to look into as well. They're just so consistent. And many businesses, schools are going that way at this point. They're tough to beat when it comes for what you get for what you pay.
Yeah.
They're a great value.
Once again, if you're going to use some apps or social media, they're super for those types of things.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, it all depends on what you're going to do. But it sounds like from what that woman said and what she told us, that would be a really good, affordable candidate to get in. Like I say, as you pointed out, I've had mine 4 years plus now, still running like a champ.
Trouble-free, I bet, too.
Doesn't owe me a nickel.
Yeah.
I will say my wife had an HP Chromebook. She had a little problem with the trackpad, sent it in, got it back in a week. We're good to go.
You know, that's one thing HP has done lately is this turnaround time with warranty. I wanted to mention that a couple weeks ago. Something has happened at HP that they've got customer service and customer support back on the brain. And it's been a while since they've been, but they're in this mode. I don't know anybody else that's turned around warranty work that you send out. And they actually sent a guy the box that he sent it in, didn't even charge him for shipping. And they said, we'll have it back in 4 days. I said, there's no way. 3 days later, he was at my house and I was putting his hard drive back in.
It was amazing turnaround. It was still under warranty. But the good news is, because of the Chromebook, she had her login. She was able to use mine.
Oh, sure.
She was just able to jump on and take care of everything she needed to do, check her email, do all sorts of stuff. So,
and didn't miss a heartbeat.
Yeah. And once again, had a little problem. Things break. I get it. And boom, they turned it around really quickly. So That was certainly a very good experience with that particular HP Chromebook, even though we had a problem. All right, let's jump to the text line. Once again, phone or text, 651-989-9226. have two uninterruptible power supplies. One beeped a couple of times one day about 10 days ago, but not since. Both are 6 to 7 years old. Do the batteries eventually go bad in these things? How long do they last? What is your experience with these uninterruptible power supplies? And we certainly talk about them a lot. Your high-end equipment, computers, etc. They are a wise investment.
They really are. If it's an APC, American Power Conversion Company, in Rhode Island, I probably have helped to install or encourage people to buy. Over the years, I have to be close to 1,000 of them. I've had 3 bad batteries, 3 that I know of, and it's rare. I think it's more likely that there's too many things drawing too much power off this one particular unit, and hopefully they don't have it plugged into a surge protector instead of straight into the wall. And hopefully, he said they had 2 of them. God, I hope they're not running them in tandem. You don't want the AC to plug into one and then plug into another. They got to go right straight into the wall. If you do need a new battery on an APC, you call their 800 number and tell them what the model number is. They tell you how much it's going to cost. They send you out the new battery with return package for the old, and they pay shipping both ways. It's so convenient. But it's rare. They just, if you get them charged up full when you first get them and you're not overtaxing them, I've got one now that I think is 20 years old and runs as good today as it did when it was brand new. They're just great equipment. Don't let that hold you back from getting one. It will save you a ton of money.
Yeah, our power grid's very, very reliable in these parts, but we're coming up on the spring storm season and power outages. Another thing is the clean power coming out of your outlet into your equipment. If you have a desktop set up, if you have a home theater system, it is one of those things where you really can't go wrong having something like this. Are they 100% necessary? I don't think so, but the good thing about it is we do get into the stormy season and we have a power outage. It allows you to power down your equipment in an orderly fashion, because the one thing we don't want to do to an operating computer is just yank that plug out of the wall. That's not a good thing.
No, if you can help it. You got to keep in mind that we're converting AC current to DC current. And it's when you get this large power outage, bang, it's gone. A lot of times that surge, and that's the only time we really worry about surges, and a surge protector will not stop this, not this amount. And that's generally when you'll get this little burst of static or whatever. But an APC battery backup, uninterruptible power supply, they will deliver the cleanest electricity to your unit, appliance, whatever, that you could possibly get. And by the way, Steve, if, God forbid, if lightning were to hit your house and any damage happened on the other side of that APC, it's insured for up to $250,000 with every unit. They back them that strong. And it's just built into their cost, and they're very competitive. Yes, you can find cheaper ones that are built elsewhere, but I still like to buy American when I can.
Quick break. We've got more Tech Talk on the way. We've got Rod on the phone lines. Hang on. We'll get to you right out of this brief weather break. Here's the number if you want to call or text. We still have plenty of time for you. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. It is Tech Talk here on a Saturday at News Talk 830 WCCO. Thanks so much for joining us here on Tech Talk. Doug Swindhart in studio. Phone number, text number, 651-989-9226. And Rod's been waiting a while. Let's jump to the phone lines right now. Rod, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. What's going on, Rod?
Well, I just it might be a dumb question. I live in kind of in the sticks in northern Wisconsin.
God's country, sure.
I don't have a regular computer. I don't have internet, but I got what they call a smartphone. I say that because there is no smart machine as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
But, anyhow, I got a simple straight talk. I bought it at Walmart, G3, Android phone.
Okay.
And, you know, I can order stuff on that thing if I want, but I don't have a credit card anymore, so I can't. Most time they won't take anything but a credit card.
Yeah, it's hard to shuffle cash over the net. Unless you get into Bitcoin, and then you're still running to a bank.
You're right, and I decided to try to avoid the bank, but, you know, somebody told me, well, you got to put up firewalls on it. Well, how do I do that?
No, I don't think that that's true. When you are on any kind of a website, and that's where you're at, even on your smartphone, you're at that website. That website is a secure connection. The big thing with Android and Apple is I don't think people have near the problem with these things unless they're downloading every app they can get their hands on. If you're going to add apps from the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, you got to make sure who you're buying or who you're getting, especially free ones. You got to make sure that it's clean. And there are many programs out there that you can install that will work like an antivirus and or a firewall. In fact, Zone Alarm has a mobile. So if you bought that for $40 a year for five, you could share it with four of your family members and have one on your phone. That's would probably be a product like that. But all antivirus programs have an application for the smart technology as well, whether it be an iPad, an iPhone, or an Android. Good stuff. But if you're not really doing transactions, it's not necessary.
No, and if you are, or if Rod, you know, says, hey, I'm going to jump back in, get a credit card.
Yeah.
Most credit card companies now, and I've had a few different types. I've got, you know, one of each flavor that I have. And comes in handy renting a car, getting a hotel room, that sort of thing. But generally, any credit card provider will give you virtual numbers for transactions if you're concerned about that on the internet.
And the flip side is...
there's PayPal. That's another option as well.
And the flip side is, to really keep it simple, you could go to Walmart, Target, nearly any department store and get a prepaid. Pop in $400 on that card and just use that card when you're online. I deal with many people who are our age, Steve, and they are shifting away from checks and credit cards and going back to cash. So this is not unusual. This is it, really, I'm amazed at how many people are going back to the, well, when my pocket is empty, I'm out of money.
Yeah, but when you're trying to buy something online, you need another alternative. PayPal's a good one. You can link that if you wish to your bank account. PayPal's another level of security.
You bet.
And all the times I've used it, I know you've used it a lot, never really had an issue with that.
No, PayPal's one. And Google Wallet, if you have a Gmail account, you're eligible for a Google Wallet. That's almost as painless as PayPal. Once you get that set up, it's just a piece of cake. Nothing to it.
Yeah.
Take a little time.
And a lot of security and layers of protection.
Oh, you bet.
To make sure they're protecting not only your identity, but your funds as well.
So absolutely.
If you do a little bit of research, Apple Pay is another one.
Perfect, too.
If you have an iPhone and an Apple account, tie all those together. There's really a lot of options to operate out there securely.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big deal.
Cryptocurrency will be the thing, and probably I think it's a little bit ahead of its time at this point. Look for cryptocurrency to really get big in about a decade or so. 10 to 15 years, we'll see it rolling out heavy. They're really fine-tuning how its value is being perceived and kept stable. And that was a problem with Bitcoin. They were taking an average of, well, how many coins do we got out there, and how much are they worth, how much did they pay last week? And it was kind of a strange system, and some people lost some money, and it got them a bad reputation. But if you think about how man is evolving, cryptocurrency is absolutely in our future. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's going to drive me more to cash as I move forward.
I like cash. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Cash still works.
Well, I grew up in that world, you know.
Still works. Let's go to, once upon a time, If I had $5 in my pocket, I'd buy $5 worth of gas.
Absolutely.
And not a nickel more.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to John and Egan. John, you're on the air. Thanks so much for joining us here on Tech Talk. Hello, John.
Good afternoon. This should be called the Dinosaur Hour because I am another one of those dinosaurs. I'm 71 years old. I'm thinking of buying my first iPhone. I don't have a smartphone. I'm thinking of buying an older iPhone if I can get one. And also like an Apple notebook, mostly because of the security issue, that they're more secure than Microsoft products. Your thoughts, please.
Well, yeah, you get no argument from me there. But if it's really security that you're after, give me a call next week, and I'll tell you about a company in Germany called Purism. And phones, computers, a little bit more money, but they're tight. These babies are going to be the future, and they are building a company here in the U.S., and they want the entire phone built from the ground up in the United States. The German variety now, 100% German-made. No China parts, no Taiwan parts, pure German. And the interesting thing about this phone is it is 100% private. 100%. And you still have a GPS so you can use your maps. That would be something you might want to look at. Used phones, you're probably going to save some money by looking at a used Android if you want to start out with less money. A couple $100 put you right into a nice Android phone, and you'll get set up in no time at all.
Yeah, but you don't want to go too old. You don't want to go too many generations back. You want to be careful about that. You want to make sure that you have a provider that'll support that phone.
Exactly.
You don't want to save too much money and go to an iPhone 4.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good point. Here's the thing. You are in a learning mode right now. The last thing you need is to be fighting with hardware and configurations and some operating system that's outdated the day you buy it. You'd be better off to buy something that maybe 2-3 years old. You should be able to get a decent buy. I like the fact that you're thinking about an Apple product. Be aware, you're going to pay more for an Apple. When you look at, I hate to say it, apples to apples, oranges to oranges, but when you're looking, if you're comparing those, you will pay a little bit more for an Apple. Do you get more? I believe you do. I think they're worth the money. I know a lot of other people that think they're worth the money. When I see 10-year-old computers used, bringing $800, that's just tremendous. They hold their value.
Yeah. So tread lightly on getting the real old stuff.
Yeah.
When it comes to smartphones and computers. You could be generating more problems than you wanted. Joyce, hang on the line. We'll get to you. We'll go to the phone or text line as well here on Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio. By the way, next Saturday at noon, our first Twin Spring training game of the season. Once again, Twins and Pirates from the Grapefruit League next Saturday at noon here on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk, 9 minutes now in front of 2 o'clock. Steve Thompson, Doug Swinhart, producer Jonathan Lowe, all the news at 2. We get started on a Sports Saturday. Steve Thompson, Eric Nelson, lots to cover in the world of sports. But first, back to the phones. Let's bring in Joyce. Joyce, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Joyce. What's going on?
Oh, Doug, I did the dumbest thing in the whole wide world. This company told me if I wanted my refund that they had to get into my computer.
Oh, no.
But, yeah.
You actually let them connect to your machine?
That's right. Really a big mistake.
I'm going to let Jonathan grab your number, and I will call you while I'm driving home, and we'll discuss this on how you need to go. And don't feel bad and don't feel stupid. These people are professionals at extracting dollars. And I've listened to them. In fact, I got a call last week, Steve. They claimed to be Comcast Xfinity, going to redo my bill. And all I had to do was send them $185 that I would get back in August. And they were going to cut my bill down to a third. And I just had to send a money order or a banker's cashier check to New York. To New Jersey. That's all I had to do. And convincing, I said, sure, I'll do that for you. Hung up the phone, I called Xfinity, and I said, you guys lowered my bill down to 30% of what I paid? They what? Always double check. See, those of us that are honest, we trust people when they say stuff. And we just kind of tend to believe that that's what's happening. But you can't do that anymore. You got to have somewhat of a suspicious mind. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Either that, or if it's scary, 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 it's probably not near as bad as they say. They're going to extremes to create emotions. I'm sorry for your problem, but I will help you get straightened out. This is a big thing that we need to do. And if you gave them money, I'm going to help you with your credit card, and we'll get that back as well. And thank you for the call.
We'll have Doug's phone number and email in a moment. But, Doug, we haven't had a lot of calls, or I haven't heard a lot about lately the people that call and say, hey, we're from Microsoft, or we're from Dell, or we're from HP. And that goes in ebbs and flows. But once again, just as an example, be very wary of anyone calling in and saying, we need to connect to your computer. We're here to help you. Or you've been infected. All of those sorts of things. Be very, very wary of any of that sort of call. We haven't had to put that reminder out for a while.
No, but they're getting more creative now. They're shooting after seniors, talking about, this is a Social Security office. I get that call. I'm getting actually calls from, and they're, okay, Comcast, Xfinity. When Comcast isn't going to call somebody and say, we're going to cut your bill down to 30% of what you pay and ask you for a check and have it sent to New Jersey? Come on now.
Now you spurred a memory from earlier in the week. This happened Monday or Tuesday. I got an email from Amazon, and I have an Amazon account that I use at work to order certain specialty items that I need at my other job that you just need to find online. I'll just go without saying specialty items in the printing business.
Sure.
Sometimes it's easier to just find them online and order them. I'll leave it at that. And then we have one at home, an Amazon account for certain things, so on and so forth. I got an email on one of my private email accounts that said, hey, your order has shipped to an address somewhere in Oklahoma. And this was a $4,500 Sony display, a big one, high-end display.
You actually bought that product.
No. It looked like I did, but it was just shipping to someone I have no idea. But it got me thinking, maybe someone got into my Amazon account. So here's what I did. First thing, I went to my Amazon account, got a hold of my wife. She checked our main Amazon account at home. There were no orders of this type.
Good.
But what's interesting about this, most companies like Amazon have a site, and they happen to. My wife gave me the link where you can forward this particular email to their fraud department, and they deal with it.
Correct.
So it didn't have anything to do with this. But what was tricky about it is there was an 800 number that they wanted me to call, and that's where they rope you in.
You bet.
I almost called that number, and I'm going to do a little research on my own.
That's interesting.
And check my own accounts, make sure they're fine, and then from there forwarded that email to Amazon. And they said, you may not hear anything from us, but we do appreciate if you get something that looks iffy, we want to see it. And that's true with a lot of these businesses now online.
You bet.
Be very careful.
I'm really glad that you brought this up. This was one of the most difficult cases that I had, and I helped a gentleman that lured him to call them. Now they got record, and when it came time to cancel a credit card charge, they said, he called us. Oh, he called us. So it took 3 weeks to get a refund. Normally, it's a couple hours.
So be very careful what you get inbound on the phone or via email. Be very careful. Do some research.
Yes.
Take your time before you pick up the phone. And like your example or my example, I did not call that number.
Good thing.
I did some background research, and then my wife had the email link and said, just forward that to Amazon, to their fraud department, and they'll take over from there. Just once again, be aware.
Oh, absolutely.
The scams come in various forms, and be very leery.
Well, and I don't know how these people justify this bad behavior, but they certainly do.
All right, Doug, phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, WCCOTech.com, WCCOTECH.com, 651-552-9543.
All right, Tug, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Cool. See you later.